tennis is believed to have been invented in France. So maybe that's why Gaël Monfils is so comfortable, maybe too comfortable, some say, playing the game. Monfils is one of the most colorful characters in a while to have graced the courts at the U.S. Open in Flushing, New York. He's 28 years old. He electrifies the crowds, and not just with his game. Tennis writer Ricky Diamond has been following him with a lot of interest. Why is there so much love in New York for Gaël Monfils, Ricky?
Well, a lot of people say that he's more interested in being an entertainer than he is in being a tennis player, which is fairly accurate. He sometimes goes out there, you know, dancing during changeovers, sometimes even in between points. He's been more interested in putting on a show than he has in winning tournaments or even Grand Slams, which he certainly has the potential to do. And in some ways, that makes him a frustrating player to watch because we know he could be so good. But at the same time, it makes him to be an amazing player to watch because he's so entertaining. So it's kind of a Jekyll and Hyde situation.
And speaking of music, Monfils is a big fan of American pop music, Beyonce, I gather, and he's right in Beyonce's backyard.
Yep, that's right. Yeah, he was listening to Beyonce when he walked out into Arthur Ashe Stadium, which is obviously the biggest show court in the United States and actually the entire tennis world. And in his interview yesterday, he told the fans that he was walking out to the court, listening to Beyonce, because that's what was inspiring him at the moment. And the crowd obviously ate that up. They enjoyed it.
How did he get his nickname Sliderman? Is that from dancing to Beyonce?
It's the way he throws himself around the court. If you've ever seen Monfils, you know that he has a tendency to, get injured, unfortunately. That's a direct correlation of his playing style. You know, that's just what's going to happen because he throws himself around the tennis court all the time. But yeah, you often find Monfils on the ground. It's easier to slide on clay, but he slides on a hard court. He slides on grass. He just throws his body all over the place. Another reason why he's so fun to watch.
Yeah, Sliderman, a good name then. Now, Monfils, in terms of race, his parents are black from the Caribbean, Guadeloupe and Martinique. So in that sense, he kind of fills that handsome Yannick Noah kind of space. For many French, anyway, that was a positive sign that in this mostly white sport, they had a person of color on center court. Does Monfils also have that kind of attraction, both for the French and his American fans?
I think so, yes. An interesting story I have about being such a fan favorite is that last year at the U.S. Open, Monfils was actually playing America's best player, John Isner, and Monfils won over the crowd on his side, even though he's from France, and Isner is obviously America's best hope. So it's kind of interesting to see that people all over the world love Monfils.
He's made it to the quarterfinals. He'll be up against the emotionless robotic Swiss machine known as Roger Federer. What a study in contrast, I got to say. It sounds like Monfils is unflappable with his whatever attitude. Can he make Federer flappable, though?
He can. He certainly has the talent. They played each other in Cincinnati 2 weeks ago, also on a fast hard court, a very similar surface. And he took a set off Federer, but Federer won in three sets. And two of Monfils' previous best Grand Slam events prior to this one also ended at the hands of Federer. Monfils definitely has the game. I mean, he has a huge forehand, huge serve. He's just going to have to maintain his focus and not turn into the entertainer, but remain the Gaël Monfils, the tennis player who's not dropped a single set yet this week.
Tennis writer Ricky Diamond in Flushing, New York for the U.S. Open. Thank you for your time.
Thanks a lot.